Hello and welcome to another episode of Gully Cricket to Bouncy Wicket podcast, and I'm your host Raja. And in a special series of IPL previews with super fans, and on this particular episode, we're going to talk about RCB, what they did last year, what they did during the auctions, the way ahead, and what a fan feels about all of these things. And we are joined today by a very special guest, Mr. Ricky, all the way from Bangalore, who's a huge supporter of RCB. And you can find him on Twitter at Ricky Talks Cricket. And he is one of the most exciting people that are on Twitter, with his fascinating insights into cricket, all kinds of cricket, in fact, to be honest. And we can't wait to get to hear his thoughts on all things RCB. So welcome, Ricky.
Thank you so much. Thanks a lot for having me here.
So let's just start off with the basics first. So why are you a fan of RCB? Like, how did you get to become a fan of RCB, and what tell us your journey there?
Yeah, as a kid, I used to like Rahul Dravid a lot. So naturally, when the IPL was drafted way back in 2008, RCB became my first preference in the starting years only. And then it carried on. Then what happened, that in 2011, during the World Cup, Virat played one innings of 100 runs against Bangladesh. Not just the runs, but the aggression, the way he was scoring, and the signs that he gave for future. I became his fan, and then I have not needed any other reason since then. Addition of other people like Chris Gayle, E.B. de Villiers, or K.L. Rahul of 2016, these has been just a value addition on that. But my love for RCB has been based on these two factors that I just told you.
So you know, last year was a in terms of, in certain areas it was a great year for RCB, but it's in certain areas they couldn't really fulfill that wonderful start that they had at the initial season, part of the season, where they had a brilliant run, and they just faltered at the end, where they lost five games back to back, and finished at number four in the championship itself.
That's true. Last season, RCB started pretty well by winning almost 7 out of 10 matches that they played. And then they lost all the momentum and lost next 5 matches. So there are two main factors for that in my view. One is that over-dependency on E.B. de Villiers to finish the innings. They always, mostly E.B. de Villiers, they depended on him to take them through. He did that in the match against Rajasthan Royals by hitting some good runs in 19th over against Unadkat. But he could not do that in some matches, like how it happened in the eliminator against Sunriser. So right. That's one factor there which pulled them back. The other one which has been a problem for a long time is the toothless death over bowling. So Sani was coming good in first half of IPL. He was very good, nailing the Yorkers, doing everything right, so which was helping them. But suddenly in the second match against Delhi Capitals, when he was bowling against Stoinis, he lost his momentum since then. And then he started bowling wayward in all the remaining matches. And Sani, Morris, because he could not come in all the matches, so that's what resulted in RCB leaking a lot of runs in death overs. I remember in that match against Mumbai Indians, they leaked 80 runs in the last 4 overs. That's too much, which resulted into the match getting tied. So right. These were the things that they pulled them back. If I look at positives, there were a couple of very good positives also. One was Deodhar Padikkal, like straight away coming in from domestic circuit and then playing on the top against the like of Nokia Rabada, Pat Cummins, Bumrah, Trent Bolt. And he did so well, almost scored 500 runs, was the top scorer against in his team. So that was a big positive. Another big positive that I look at is Washington Sundar. The way he was bowling in the power play, despite being just a finger spinner and with such a low economy rate, probably it will not reflect in the number of wickets that he got. But he was that one person choking other teams in the power players, which was helping other bowlers to take wickets. So these were the two main positives and two minus points from RCB's last season that I see.
And let's talk about auctions. Before the auction started, they went and traded Daniel Sams and Harshal Patel for that crucial number 7, number 8 kind of a role. And they've released their entire, most of their entire overseas battery except for ABD and Josh Felipe. And they also let go of a lot of Indian, you know, pedigreed Indian players like Shivam Dubey, Umesh Yadav, Pawan Negi, Gurkirat Mann. So your thoughts on that, who they've let go last year?
Yeah, that was strange looking at how they allowed almost all the players to go, and they retained just a squad size of 13 or 14 members at that point. But later it made sense as we got to understand that only few overseas pacers will be coming into the auction, and since other teams like Punjab was having 56 CR in their purse, and Rajasthan Royal was also having a great value, so it made sense that the team needed a big purse size to get some good overseas pacers. Someone like Shivam Dubey, in whom the team invested for a long time, could have been retained at that point of time. But again, that's a risk that RCB management thought out and took. He valued almost 4 CR, if I'm not wrong. So that's one person whom I thought could have been retained, although he did not had good performances, convincing performances for RCB whenever he played. And I was also wondering initially about Umesh Yadav, that what happens if Saini and Siraj, any one of them, get injured, on whom the Indian bowlers on whom the team is banking on. So who is our backup? But then I looked at how well has Harshal Patel improved from what he used to be. So he is someone good who can be trusted for that role too. So later it made sense a little bit. Pre-auction. If I talk about the auction, what were the problems in the auctions and how well did they address this? One problem that I noticed initially for RCB in the last season was role uncertainty at the top in the openers. So someone like Aaron Finch, who is a great T20 international batsman, was playing right for RCB, but because he was struggling with poor form but was still contributing a few runs to the team. It was not like he was getting out cheaply. He was making 20-25 runs in every match. So RCB was not even able to drop him, and then they believed on him. But what was happening, that because of his lack of flair, Devdutt Padikkal, throughout the season, he played as if he's the senior partner in that opener slot, which impacted his strike rate too. If we see at Syed Mushtaq Ali Trophy of last year, he scored at around 176 strike rate. But this IPL, right, he was very restricted to
something. Correct. He was the highest run getter at around 120 odd strike rate. Correct, you're right.
Yeah. So hopefully with Virat joining at the top, like how he just announced, both will be able to express themselves and amplify the power play overs for RCB, which will be a plus factor. The main issue which I was talking earlier was the slow strike rate in the middle overs. So much of this came due to the fact that both AV de Villiers and Virat Kohli, they have lost their feet against leg spinners. And both of them playing in the middle overs together didn't help RCB to accelerate the run rate. Mike Hessen also spoke about it. He said, if I'm not wrong, he said that they are scoring around 8 boundaries in over 7 to 14, which they want to take it to 12, something like that. So now it appears that RCB management has taken a strategy where they have separated both of them far away. So Virat will now bat in power play, where the field restrictions or the left-handed Devdutt Padikkal will help him take care of leg spinners. AB de Villiers is supposed to come at number 5, where he will face more of a premium pace and less of leg spin, which will again help his cause and the team's cause. Question remains about number 3 and number 4. So Maxwell, though he is very unreliable, he has been a non-performer in IPL, but he is still a reliable, he is still an X-factor player who RCB can try in starting few matches. I am not recommending to get into a cost fallacy like how Kings XI Punjab got in last year, that we have spent so much on him, how can we not play him, we have to extract the cost. So that should not be the mindset, but they should go with him for, I think, 5 or 6 matches at least at the start. On number 3, I am highly impressed about how RCB has got some really good Indian players, uncapped Indian players, a good bunch of them. Out of them, there are 2 players that I look at them who can bat at number 3. One is Sachin Bedi, who has been previously with RCB, But now he's a different player. He has improved a lot. His spin game is better. He can anchor and he can provide the solidity as well. And the second one is Azharuddin, who is a dashing spin basher. He's in a good form. So if AB de Villiers is keeping, let's say, then in my opinion, Sachin Bedi can play. Otherwise, Azharuddin can play. The question remains that both of them are still untested at this level as of now. That will remain an area of focus. But that middle order looks sorted with AB de Villiers at number 5. Now, the second point about the death bowling, obviously with Morris going out and Kylie Jamieson coming in, it's actually a degrade from how it used to be from the death over perspective. It makes Sani all the more important player. Like, he's the only one death over bowler for RCB as of now, specialist. And we know how he has been struggling with the form off lately. So a lot will depend on how he fares now. What RCB has done actually is that they have made a very good power play bowling lineup with Kyle Jamieson, who can extract a little bit of seam and swing if the situation is helpful. And Siraj is also a much developed bowler as of now. And you have Maxwell, who was used very well by Rahul as a bowler last season. So he can also be handy. And then you have Washington Sundar also. And in middle overs, wherever you need, like spin-friendly conditions, you can play Chahal and Zampa both in tandem. So they have got their bowling sorted till 14 over. But 14 over onwards, it's a mess, very big mess. I'm not sure how well they will be able to manage that.
And Ricky, I have a question here. With RCB games, away from Bangalore, do you think there will be little impact of death bowling? Like, usually they play in Chennaswamy and then their bowlers go for runs. So, because it's a smaller ground. And do you think they'll have a little advantage at least this time because of, not playing in Bangalore?
What I thought that initial three matches at Chepauk Stadium, where it is actually very helpful for spinners. Although you see the spin, number of spinners in RCB is not that big as compared to the other teams, but the quality is very good. So, and there is a mix of like leg spinners, off spinners, who can bowl in power play, everything. So I thought that RCB could take a good advantage of the starting three games for their momentum. But now a news came that Adam Zampa would not be able to join just in time because he's getting married.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, they can still come good in the starting three matches. So after those three games, like if you see Eden Gardens or Wankhede Stadium, they are also paradise for batsmen. But I am hopeful that they will be able to the bowlers like Kane Richardson or Daniel Sams, like how Shardul Thakur is doing for Team India, they can do that job. So they can extract some help from Ahmedabad when the team is playing in Ahmedabad. There is a little favorable situation, we can say, as compared to how it used to be when they used to play seven matches at Chinnaswamy. But yeah, it's still not very big an impact in the favor of RCB.
Point that I wanted to talk about, which I found a little interesting, which you mentioned a bit in when you're talking about the auction also. The players are not to blame here, but guys like Kyle Jamieson and Glenn Maxwell, for the players for whom RCB broke the bank literally. So you have 15 crores for Kyle Jamieson and 14.25 for Glenn Maxwell. So I'm just looking at what players are being paid this thing for the season, and the two of them put together at 29.25 crores are greater than what is being paid for Virat Kohli and AB de Villiers put together, which I found very interesting. Your thoughts on Kyle Jamieson and Maxwell when they're yet to turn up for RCB, what are your thoughts on that?
See, Kyle Jamieson looks to have a very good pedigree. It's just that as of now, he's a misfit to be a death over specialist. If the team is looking at him like that, he's someone who can extract a good seam and swing in the beginning overs. So I was watching the recently concluded T20 series that New Zealand was having with Australia. So Kane Williamson, he was bowling Kylie Jamieson out of the power play. I was not able to understand the logic. Why is not giving the new ball to Kylie Jamieson? So, I just think I was watching one video of Jared Kimber, who is an Australian analyst. So he is explaining how in T20s the value of wickets taken in power play is higher than that when taken in death overs. So if RCB management is looking at Kyle Jamieson with that point of view, that they will give the new ball to him and ask him to take wickets up front with the hit the deck type of bowling that he does, with the able with that height of 6 feet and 8 inches, the bounce that he can extract of the wicket. If they are looking at him like that, then he will be a helpful bowler. If they are looking at him like a death over specialist, then he is going to go for runs. He is going to travel the distance. That's my thought about Kyle Jamieson. Coming on to Maxwell, yeah. So again, I believe that in a short game like T20, we should give more value to X factor rather than consistency for some of the guys, not for every all of the guys. But you can still have 3-4 X factor players who can who, if they come off very well, they will win you the matches single-handedly. If they don't come well, then they won't come back, come good. Like you take Sanju Samson, for example, he's that kind of player. So I believe he can still be trusted because he has the abilities, no doubt about that. He can play every type of spin, premium pace, everything he can play. Just that somehow, miraculously, he does not play in IPL.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just that it's not fitting. Correct. So what about, Yuzvinder Chahal's form? Is that a worrying factor for RCB, considering that he lost his, by the end of the T20 series with England, he wasn't picked in the 11.
He wasn't picked in England, then the few matches that he played in Australia, he was good in only one match where he came in as the concussion substitute of Jadeja. In that match, he was good. In the remaining matches, he was going for runs. See, Chahal going for runs is never a problem because he always goes for runs. Because he's an aggressive type of bowler. But with that, he takes wicket. He will invite the batsman to be greedy and go for sixes and then get caught on boundary. So sometime it comes off very well. If you take such a big risk that you're going for allowing the batsman to go for short, sometime it comes off very well. Sometimes it does not come off very well. If you compare him with somebody like Kuldeep Yadav, let's say, who was also a very prolific spinner. So Kuldeep Yadav is not getting that control, that grip over the bowling. His bowling is going wayward. That's not the problem with Chahal as of now. But the only factor is that he's not able to get that breakthroughs that he used to take. I used to rate Chahal as high as Bumrah in terms of, like, he's a Bumrah of his spin bowling. Of lately, he has not been performing well, but I am still hopeful that he will come good. If he does not come good, then it's going to be a very horrific time for RCB because he is that one guy who always gets the break. He was still good in last year's IPL. He was very good. I hope he finds back his mojo again in this IPL.
Let's hope him transitioning into the red uniform brings him back to red hot form. another point that I wanted to ask you was that who is the one player that you're expecting will come off well?
Most important player, if you ask me, for RCB will be Navdeep Saini, undoubtedly, because he has the biggest role to play. He's the only one death over specialist, as I already said, in the last 6 overs that they have to bowl. He's that only one guy. Probably he will bowl 2 overs in that. How well is Saini coming will determine the fortunes for RCB this season.
Right. Good point. What are your expectations for RCB this time around? Where do you think they'll line up?
See, in my opinion, they have ticked right in most of the boxes, but they have not ticked right in the most important box, which is the death bowling. That remains a question mark. So I'm expecting them to repeat the same performance as they did in last season with some consistency. But I am yet not expecting them to reach to the finals because you cannot reach the finals with such a big question mark on your death bowling. If they will reach the finals, that will be surprising for me. Let's see.
Let's hope that they make the playoffs and it's anybody's game from there.
Yeah, that's what I hope. I actually see that they will make it to playoff with this. And then those matches that eliminators and mostly depend upon luck factor also. That's also one of the factor which comes handy at that time. So that's one game. Right. Let's see what happens.
So who is your starting 11 for the first game against Mumbai Indians on April 9th?
So I'll start like a batting order. So Didat Padikkal and Virat Kohli on the top. I'll have Azharuddin on number 3, Maxwell on 4, AB de Villiers on 5. Then on number 6, I will have Dan Christian. And 7th, Sundar. 8th, Kyle Jamieson. And then Sani. And then one of Siraj or Harshal Patel. One of these guys. And then you will have number 11, you can have Chahal. So 4 foreign players are Maxwell, AB de Villiers, Dan Christian and Kyle Jamieson. These are the 4 foreign players. And because we need a lot of spin in Chennai, so we have Sundar and Chahal and Maxwell for that factor.
And another point that I'm trying observing here is that there are a lot of bowling options in your playing 11, correct? You know, we haven't talked about Dan Christian. But he's been a match winner for Sydney Sixers.
That's true. Dan Christian and this other guy, Daniel Sams, he's also a very handy bowler. Like how I compared him to Shardul Thakur. The role that Shardul Thakur plays for the team, he can swing around his bat, he can score good, he can come with his slower balls, take wickets. He will appear to you as if he's not a very effective bowler, but again, he will be handy. That's what I believe.
At least Virat will not have the same issue that he is having with the Indian team, where he is looking for bowling options right now. So I think what your 11, I think, is giving you 6 or 7 different bowling options, right?
Yeah, that's true. And I believe since the time that RCB has got Maxwell, I believe he should be used in power play for bowling, or at least one over in the middle overs where there are left-handers on the crease. He's a smart off spinner. He's got good numbers. He was used brilliantly by KL Rahul in last IPL. He did not perform with bat, so he was using him with the ball. That at least pay somewhere, man. Actually, I believe in Mike Hessen to be a very good cricketing brain and to someone who takes his call with logics, unlike how Daniel Vittori used to do. So don't want to go harsh on Daniel Vittori, but yeah, Mike Hessen is a big upgrade over him. Finn Allen, I believe he has been personally picked by Hessen. Mike Hessen, and I have not seen much of his games, Finn Allen, to technically assess whether he is very fit for this level or not. But how it is appearing that he can be that one X factor. But the problem in drafting him in this playing 11 is that Maxwell and AB de Villiers are your two fixed guys as of the starting 11. And then you need a foreign pacer, and there is only one spot left, which is of an all-rounder. So whether do you want to sacrifice Daniel Christian, somebody like Daniel Christian, for Finn Allen? That remains a question. Finn Allen could have come for opening, but now that Virat has declared that he will be opening for RCB this season, I see that as of now, that it will be tough for Finn Allen to make a place in the 11. But if, like going forward, if Maxwell is not coming good, something like that, and they need to replace Maxwell with someone, then probably Finn Allen can come into the 11.
Thank you so much for your thoughts, Ricky. It's been an absolute pleasure having you, and you brought like wonderful insights into what RCB has done, and I'm sure a lot of our audience would enjoy that as well. Thank you so much.
Thanks to you guys too. I thoroughly enjoyed speaking with you guys on these topics, these questions that you brought.
Finn Allen may not have had such a great debut, but you had a great debut with us. So, and we hope you'll see you around.
I owe this to you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So thank you very much for tuning into our thoughts on RCB, and we will be coming up with other episodes on the remaining franchises as well. So stay tuned in for that. Thank you so much.